For those of you that don't know me, my name's Bruce, and you will get pretty much some brutal honesty from me. I don't pull punches. Trying to call it how I see it. You know, God is really good. And I had a lousy week, and I think God's hand was just all over it. Really. You know, you guys know what we've been talking about? If you don't, here's what we've been talking about. Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Then it goes on to say, bear with each other. That's been the main verse, and we've spent 5-6 weeks on this now. So we're going to wrap it up today. And patience is this last one. And every moment of the past week required patience for me. So I would say I've never been good at patience. And God is gracious enough to give me lots of opportunity lately. So I would at least have some basis of reference to share with you today. So God's really good. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is alive. We thank you for this relational handbook that you've given us called the Bible. And that if we would just digest it and apply it to our lives, we would live in the abundance that you brought us. So Father, I pray that our eyes would see you, our ears would hear you, and we would be changed towards your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're gonna wrap this up today. And I don't know what I'm going to say, though I do have a lot of verses. Patience is not something that's natural to me. If I want something, I want it now. I don't want to ask for it. I go to the store. I don't shop. I don't look. I go with a purpose. I seek. I find. I don't destroy. I purchase, right? This shopping, looking, it's not me. In, out, done. You know, my wife's a shopper. She always says, let's spend quality time. Let's go shop. I was like, okay, I can guarantee one thing, okay? Quality time and shopping is not synonymous with Bruce, okay? And I try to tell her, you know, I'm doing this for your benefit. I'm not going, okay? Because you would enjoy this without me there. You will not enjoy it with me there. But patience is just rough for me. You know, I thought, compassion. Yeah, you know, God's been really good to me in my life. And he has allowed me to go through certain experiences where I could relate to certain circumstances that I would never have been able to relate to if I hadn't gone through it. So I can show compassion towards things, even though I would still say it doesn't come natural to me. Kindness, definitely not natural to me. Humility, yeah. Gentleness, we talked about that last week. You all know my picture is not in the encyclopedia next to the word gentleness. It's the best way to put it. But patience, of all these, patience is tough for me. So I don't know about you. So God, you know, I just like to talk to God all the time, whether you know it or not. See, a lot of times you think I'm not paying attention to you. I'm really just paying more attention to him speaking to me. Really. I'm not trying to ignore you, but I'm trying to stay connected. to him all the time, because life is going to happen regardless. I might as well bring him into it. And I felt like he told me this morning, the problem is I don't believe I'm dead. You know, there's this verse in the Bible that says, "For I am crucified with Christ, right?" And it says, you know, it's not me that lives, but Christ that lives in me. See, I struggle with some of these things because I don't reckon myself dead. If I would identify more with my death, then I would identify more with his life in me. Right. See, and he is these things. You say, why are we talking about these things? Because these are key attributes that we all should possess in relationship towards one another. You know, I've watched mothers typically with their children. And I think chaos and all this stuff, and you know, and I've had kids, right? Now I have grandkids, and I really think, oh, chaos and all this. And they can just be patient, almost oblivious. Right? And I think, God, how do you do it with us? How? You know, dads aren't always the most patient. Mothers tend to be a little more patient. So we're going to talk about patience, even though I feel like I've already disqualified myself. But you know what I find out? What's not natural to me is supernatural with him. And we're called in the kingdom of God to be supernatural. If he's living in me, these things are now natural to me in relationship with him and to you. And that's what we're going to live in. So at the end of this, we're going to have, I'll put it this way. Nobody leave, okay? When I say we're done, you're not dismissed, okay? You're not free to leave, okay? Now, I'm not going to chase you down and tackle you if you go for the door. But really, I want you to take this stuff seriously, and I want us to pause for a moment before we go and lay everything before the Lord and see what things he speaks to us individually about. Okay, so I'm just going to ask that we stick around and seek the Lord for a little bit, because I believe what the world needs to see is the people of the kingdom of God acting like the people of the kingdom of God. And if they see that, they're going to want to be part of the kingdom of God. If you're not part of the kingdom of God today, you need to be part of the kingdom of God. If you haven't asked Jesus into your heart to be Savior and Lord, you need to ask Jesus into your heart to be Savior and Lord. Why? Otherwise, you're gonna hear a bunch of stuff that means nothing. Could be a good motivational talk. But if you're in the kingdom, you're gonna understand that this is life. This is now who I am. This is understanding my creative purpose, who I am in God and who he is in you and how we should relate to one another in him. And this is just one verse from his relational handbook. So, what is patience? You like this? Long suffering. That really describes my week. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Patience is the state of endurance under difficult circumstances, which can mean persevering in the face of delay or provocation without acting on negative annoyance, anger, or exhibiting forbearance when under strain. especially when faced with longer-term difficulties. Patience is the level of endurance one can take before negativity sets in. It is also used to refer to the character trait of being steadfast. He's good at patience. Like I said, I love this passage that we'll get back to, because right after this says, bear with one another. And that really gives me freedom. You say, what? You have to put up with me. Bible says so. He wrote it. I didn't. I'm just telling you. Bear with Bruce. Because Bruce is trying to allow his mind to be renewed so these things are perfected in him, so we relate in a godly manner how the world needs us to see. And it's not always easy. Why? Because I don't always reckon myself dead. Sometimes the eyes only see the trees. They don't rise above and see the forest. How do you know? If you'll turn your eyes towards him, you'll always see the forest. You'll gain a different perspective. Circumstances will no longer overwhelm you. Emotions will come under control. And you'll practice self-control. So, first verse, 1 Timothy. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him. Can't see the last part. And receive eternal life. So, as with every one of these, I've given you guys scriptures to say exactly who God is. So I hope you see this in it. That Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience. This is the version I have. His unlimited patience. His immense patience. Go to 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And verse 15 says, bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. So I want you to understand this, because this is the essence of all these. I think this is one of the key ingredients, one of the key attributes of character that we have to relate properly with one another. Why? Because you would not be here today if it wasn't for his unlimited patience. He put up with your crap for so long, waiting for you to come to him and accept. It's the truth. There's a lot of nonsense in our lives. There's a lot that he endured. He waited for patiently for you simply to realize that he is Savior and he is Lord and he has called you to a purpose. He's created you for a destiny that you can only fulfill in him. He didn't give you what you deserved. He gave you salvation. He gave you what he intended for you. And he patiently waited for you to come to him and realize that all he wants is a relationship. He wants to walk with you in the cool of the day. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to be part of your life. He wants you to be part of his. Patience. You're here today because of his patience. Sometimes I rush out of here so fast I don't even get to say goodbye to you. It's the truth. Can't even pause for a moment. Say, it's good to see you, Kevin. How would he know it's good to see him if I don't tell him? He might think I could care less. Let's be real. I'll guarantee you somebody will walk out of church today and feel like that. If you just don't extend your hand and say, it was good to see you. Why are you here today? It's not for the person sitting next to you. He is patient. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Now, I don't know how many of you have been placed in different situations in life, especially in leadership positions where you have to coach or instruct or guide or just lead people towards something, but I'll tell you what, it takes patience. There's a reason why we've taken 5-6 weeks on these. This was supposed to be one sermon. It was written to be one sermon. And I actually have the capability of doing it in one sermon. Making it 5 or 6 required endurance for me. Really did. But there's something that I know the Lord's trying to do in me. I can't judge what he's doing in you, but you get to be part of my journey in this. And if you can relate to that, awesome. If you can't, awesome. He has something for you regardless. I believe you can sit in the presence of God amongst all of us and have a totally different conversation with the Lord and walk out blessed and changed. He's that personal. But he's also corporate. And guess what? We have to relate to one another. And the manner in which we relate reflects upon him and his kingdom. So as a leader, it requires patience. As a parent, it requires patience. Guess what? They will grow up. They will be adults. They will be different adults than they are kids. Mine were great through the whole thing. Honestly, I had some challenges. And you know what the best part is? You get to see them do the same process with their kids. It's the best part. Best part with grandkids, they get to go home. It's really cool. You know, it really should give you an understanding of God. How he's patient with you and how he wants us to be patient with one another. Encourage with great patience. You know, we're not supposed to exasperate our children. We're not supposed to get them frustrated. We shouldn't get each other frustrated. We encourage with great patience. And it can be painful. I'm telling you, I think the world would be a lot better if everyone just did what I said. Period. That would be easy. Just do what Bruce says. No pain, all gain. But there's no relationship in that. See, the essence of life, what God gave us, was relationship with Him and one another. And if we do it right, we'll carry it into eternity. If we do it wrong, we'll fix it in eternity. Let's do it right. Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bearing with one another in love. I love all those verses that say bearing with Bruce. I brought it. I really do. I'm not an easy case. Really. You know, I've gotten a lot softer as I've gotten older. When I was younger, when I was Stephen's age, I was crusty, you know, had this big wall around me that no one was going to get in. I was rude and crude and obnoxious and proud of it. Really. See, in God's encyclopedia, Great Patience, He has a picture of me because it required a lot. First Thessalonians 5:14, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Yeah, let's be honest. How many of you guys ever have walked into church, saw somebody, and kind of went the other way just so you wouldn't have to relate? Okay, hands, have you ever done it? Okay, hands if you've never done it. Man, I'm telling you, sometimes, and it has nothing to do with them, you know it has to do with you. It has everything to do with you. If you reckon yourself dead, you'll never go the other way. Why? Because you'll always be under self-control, which means they can't control you regardless of how they approach you. That person one time told me, after they'd yelled at me, right before the service, which I was speaking in, and they were red in the face. And at the end of it, they said, talking to you is like talking to these brick walls. It's like, yes. It's not that I didn't hear what they said. I couldn't let their emotion and everything affect what I was called to do that day. Patience. Be patient with everyone. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Do you believe God is good? Do you believe God is good? He'll get you through it. He will get you through it. And some of you have been through some of the worst things I can believe life presents. And you're a living testimony that he'll get you through it. Patient in affliction. You know, I think for me, one of the hardest things to be would be what Natalie and her team does, is be a counselor. Because I'd like to just like, wow. I'll fix it. Sometimes you just want to slap somebody silly, you know. Are you thinking right? But there has to be this patience to allow somebody to get things out so it can be exposed, so it can be cleansed, so it can be healed, so you can bandage the wound and not have it always be, you know, this open, gaping, bleeding thing. It requires something to sit in that position. It requires patience. He is patient with you. Can you be patient with me? But you're wrong. I could be. Can you love me through it? Will you not let me go? Will you encourage me out of it? Hebrews 6:12. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit which has been promised. Love is ours. How many here have had God give them a promise? You know you have a promise from God. How many are still waiting to receive their promise? Bible has a whole chapter about people that had died waiting to receive their promise. I'm going to get mine before I die. For many of you, that means you're going to get yours, because some of it are words, promises spoken over this house. I'm going to see it. And I am patient in it. Why? Because he said it, he's going to do it, I'm going to see it, end of story. His timing's his timing. I just believe him. See, but it's through patience you inherit. You want what's due you? Endure. Trust in the Lord. He won't let you down. That should be our relationship. You should be able to look and relate and say, Bruce won't let me down. I know he's going through stuff, but I know he'll come around. Life's life, and I know he'll get through. I know who he believes in. I know who I believe in. I know he's able to make it right. James 5:7. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. Okay, that's going to be like all your life. Be patient, and brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. Now, have you heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about? The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. See, we're called to have and exhibit the attribute of patience all our days. Why? Because he is full of compassion and mercy. And he will bring about what he is going to bring about. And for you, it's good. If you believe it, you'll be patient in it. You'll be patient through it, and you'll receive it. Down the home stretch. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is interesting. It starts there. You ever think about it? Why'd they start there? Well, they put that one at the end. Well, like, love is you'd enjoy being with them. I can do that. Love is patient. We will be known for our love one another. What should they see? Patience. Bruce did that. I can't go there anymore. Okay, I'll give you all reasons to never come back. I'm here. Let's be real. You want to grow in the Lord? Endure. Endure. Go through it with me. And trust that God will work in me towards his purposes and only strengthen our relationship. And we'll grow together in the Lord. And the world will see something totally different. Love is patient. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law, because you cannot govern relationship. So how do I know if I'm dead and he's alive in me? There's fruit. I'm patient. I want everyone to stand. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, that's you. That's you. Holy and dearly loved. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which bind them all together in perfect unity. So I'm going to pray to close. I'm going to ask that you throw some music on at the appropriate time. There was a song we sang, and it basically said, I've seen you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I will guarantee you, there are people here today that have mountains in their lives that they need to see God move. And I will believe some of you are so overwhelmed looking at the mountain that you're not seeing him right with you. You don't have to go through that alone. So, as part of this, if you have a mountain in your life and you just need God to move it and you want someone to agree with you in prayer, just come stand up here, okay? For everyone else, clothe yourself. Ask the Lord about these things: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Ask him, what does he want to work in you? Because guess what? Others need you to be dead to yourself and alive in him so they can pick up your fruit. They need you. You are needed in the kingdom of God. You are wanted in the kingdom of God. We're not called to go through life without you in the kingdom of God. You need to function as he's called you to function so others can grow in him. So I'd ask that anyone that comes up, if you feel led, come minister to them. Otherwise, find a place with the Lord. Challenge yourself and encourage yourself in him and be forever changed. Heavenly Father, you're good. You are good. I declare your goodness over your people. I pray that they would know your goodness. They would feel your goodness. That they would dwell in your goodness. Father, and I pray that for every ear that's willing to hear, you'd speak. Every eye that's willing to see, that they'd see. And you would grow us all together in you and in one another, how you've always intended, for your glory, in Jesus' name. I bless your people. Amen. Find a place.